Out in these parts, some folks call it radio. We call it the last campfire of the American spirit. Stoke the fire of freedom with
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Paul.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Abalone.
I don't think this is just semantics. I don't think this is some trivial branding exercise from the marketing genius of President Trump.
Okay.
I think this is a seismic shift in the psychology of how we as a country view ourselves, how our enemies view us, how our allies understand who's calling the shots. So President Trump today signed his 200th executive order.
He's done a lot.
He renamed the Department of Defense back to the historic, battle-hardened name, Department of War.
Yep.
So instead of the Department of Defense, it's the Department of War. And again, I don't think this is semantics, because names aren't neutral. Words carry power. Every psychologist and psychiatrist worth their salt will tell you that language isn't just a reflection of reality. It really creates reality, because a label sets expectations. Think about it. When you walk into a courtroom, it's not called the room of friendly discussions.
No.
No, it's called the court of law. The very name tells you this is serious, this is binding, this is consequential. And I think the same principle applies to the military, because for decades, America had the Department of War. The name was blunt. It was honest. It said exactly what it was: fighting and winning wars. And then in the late 40s, post-World War II America?
1949, they changed it to the Department of Defense.
But that sounds passive. It sounds weak. It's defensive. It's almost apologetic.
I think the idea at the time was that the United States is only going to be fighting wars out of defense. We're not going to be on offense. We're not going to be the aggressors in a war. Like, you know, basically saying that in World War I and in World War II, we were coming to the defense of other nations. We were defending ourselves. We weren't the aggressors. We weren't the ones starting those wars. I think that was the idea behind it.
Well, the world has become far more dangerous today, I think. Now, some folks may say, well, it's more dangerous than World War II.
Well, it's more dangerous than 1949. I mean, after we eliminated Japan's empire and we eliminated the Nazi threat in Europe, yes, we did have the Korean War, and you had to start that, getting the proliferation of nuclear weapons to Russia and other places. But yeah, I think it's very easy to say that the world is a more dangerous place today than it was in 1949.
But see, I think you call it the Department of War. I mean, it's the difference between saying, hey, you hurt me, I'm coming after you, versus don't hurt me.
Right.
It's the Department of Defense. I mean, you know, if you're a sports fan, you'll get this instantly. In football, you don't sell tickets on defense. Nobody's showing up at the stadium just to watch safeties backpedal or linebackers, you know, sack quarterbacks. Well, maybe,
well,
sacking quarterbacks.
You do get people standing up and going, defense, defense.
No.
I mean,
people,
they hold up a D and they hold up a picket fence.
People pay the big bucks to see the touchdowns, the quarterbacks throwing bombs downfield, running backs breaking tackles.
Okay, but as you said, this isn't about marketing, though. They didn't change the Department of Defense so that they could sell more T-shirts.
No, but at the same time, I think it does. By changing the name,
mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm trying to say is people pay attention, right? I mean, because by changing the name, when your department is called the defense,
mm-hmm.
the Department of Defense, it really signals that you're reactive, that you'll only fight when attacked.
Right.
That you're sitting back waiting. But when it's the Department of War, that screams initiative. That says, we just don't wait around for you to strike. We bring the fight to you if necessary, right? Like we did in Iran. We didn't wait for them to develop nuclear weapons,
right,
and then strike Israel or strike any of our other allies or, God forbid, strike our country. We went in. We were proactive. That's not a Department of, you know, some might say, well, that is the Department of Defense because they were defending the United States. I think, yes, it. I know what I said about it not being a marketing gimmick, and I don't think it's a marketing gimmick, but at the same time, I do think it makes a difference. I mean, the world is filled with bad guys, lots of predators, lots of people and regimes who only respect power. And if you walk through a dark alley at night, you don't want to project vulnerability. You don't want to look like prey because predators pick on the weak. And to some degree, with this defense posture, I mean, maybe this has not been a good idea for our country.
Well, Pete Hegseth did point out that we have not won a decisive major war since World War II. I think you could argue that we did win the first Gulf War decisively, that we kicked Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Saddam Hussein at the time did have the fourth largest military in the world. We defeated the fourth largest military in the world in just, 100 days. But other than that event, I'm not sure you can say that there was a major conflict against a major opponent that we decisively won from 1949 on. So Korea, that was a stalemate. Vietnam, that was a stalemate that turned into a loss after we left. You've got Grenada. Yeah, we went in, but that wasn't a major opponent. You've got, Panama. We went in again, not a major opponent. So we've had some small scale stuff. And then you get Iraq and Afghanistan. Those were kind of indecisive. I mean, yeah, we toppled regimes, but Afghanistan, the regime we toppled, eventually came back to power when we left. Iraq, boy, that was a slog.
Well, no, every time the Department of War in this country fought, it fought to win. And when we did.
Revolution. Well, all right, the War of 1812, you could say that was a draw.
Well, no, the Department of War dates back to 1789. It was there when Washington crossed the Delaware.
No, it wasn't.
The Department of War was
1789. That was after the Constitution was created. So in the Revolution, we had General Washington was basically in charge of the entire military. We didn't have a Department of War in the Revolution. So the first war that would have been fought by the Department of War would have been the War of 1812, which was a draw. But then you get the Mexican-American War, which was a decisive victory. You get the Civil War, which was a decisive victory because the Department of War was on the Union side. You get the Spanish-American War. That was a decisive victory. So World War I, World War II, those were decisive victories for the Department of War. So, yeah, there is something about this mindset of what is it that we are really here to do?
But I think by renaming the Department of Defense back to the Department of War, I think what Trump is saying is America is done apologizing. We are done hesitating. We are done hiding behind politically correct language. We are a nation that wins wars. We are a nation that projects strength. We are a nation that understands that offense, not defense, secures victory.
Because nations that fail to win wars cease being nations. That's just a fact. And if we want the United States to be able to continue as a nation, we need to win wars when necessary. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. economy only added 22,000 jobs last month. That's according to data released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The 22,000 jobs were well below expectations, and most of the positions added were part-time jobs. The unemployment rate remained steady at 4.3%. Democrats are blaming Donald Trump and his economic policies, especially his tariffs, for the low numbers. However, President Trump is blaming Fed Chair Jerome Powell, saying Powell should have cut interest rates months ago, and the high interest rates are now holding the economy back.
Look, let me just say, this economy is about to completely come off the rails in the best way possible.
Okay.
Just saying. And a lot of folks, I know there's a lot of uncertainty out there.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. I feel it in my bones.
Second thing you need to know from our President Trump is changing the name of the Department of Defense back to the Department of War, as we were just talking about. The change comes from an executive order, but would need an act of Congress to officially get rid of the Department of Defense name. The Defense Department got its name in 1949 after World War II. Before then, it was called the Department of War since George Washington's time in office. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth commented, "We won World War I and we won World War II, not with the Department of Defense, but with a War Department, with the Department of War. As the president has said, we're not just defense, we're offense."
Okay, so you're saying that basically they can rename it.
Uh-huh.
They can call themselves the Department of War.
Yes.
But we can't get rid of the quote-unquote Department of Defense,
right,
without an act of Congress.
So the official budget would be for the Department of Defense, not the Department of War. But you get to label it the Department of War and call Secretary Hegseth the Department of War.
So it's the Department of Defense doing business as the Department of War.
Until Congress acts, yes. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, 450 illegal aliens were arrested by government officers at Hyundai plant outside Savannah, Georgia. The raid was part of a joint investigation by the ATF, ICE, and Homeland Security. The plant is under construction and will become a battery manufacturing center for the South Korean car maker. When the plant is completed, it's expected to employ 8,500 workers. Lee Jae-woong, a spokesperson for South Korea's foreign ministry, complained about the raid, saying our company's economic activities and our people's rights should not be infringed unfairly in the U.S. legal enforcement process.
You know, Hyundai is investing millions of dollars in Louisiana for a steel plant,
right,
to supply the auto plant there in Georgia.
I wonder if they're going to build that with illegal labor, too. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So apparently the Department of Education,
uh-huh,
that President Trump wants to abolish.
Yes.
Under the Biden administration,
mm-hmm,
targeted Christians. This is just now being revealed that the Biden Department of Education actually created a bureaucratic position. I know we're going to be talking about this a little bit later on in the show, but a paid position within the administration with your tax dollars to go after parents and school boards who dared to say no to sexually explicit and age inappropriate filth that was being pushed on their kids in the classroom. I don't want to say any more about that because I know we're going to be talking about it a little bit later on in the show. I just couldn't resist. I mean, this is beyond the pale. It's just beyond the pale.
It is. It's symbolic of, and the problem is it wasn't an isolated incident. And that's why we're going to be talking about it later on the show, because this wasn't just the only thing that the Biden administration did that had an anti-Christian bias. Yes, they considered Christians to be the problem in America. And in department after department, you guys, you got to stay tuned for this block, because department after department after department, the Biden administration intentionally targeted Christians because of their beliefs. It's
all right.
Stunning.
Now, speaking of the Biden administration, you had Andrew Bates now testifying, or not testifying, but for Congress. He was one of Joe Biden's top aides.
Yeah, I don't know who Andrew Bates is.
Well, he's the guy who's supposed to be the spokesman for the Biden administration. You know, spokesman for the most transparent administration in history.
No, he wasn't. That was Karine Jean-Pierre or whatever.
Well, this is just how this guy was being billed by the Biden administration. Now, you're talking about the White House press secretary. Yeah, I get that. No, he wasn't the quote-unquote White House spokesman.
Okay.
He was billed as Joe Biden's spokesman during the administration, but you don't know who he is.
Yeah, because he never spoke.
Exactly.
I mean, we're doing a show
covering
what was going on in the presidency for 4 years, and I have no idea who this guy is.
Well, he went before the House Oversight Committee, and they asked him a simple question. Did Joe Biden actually run the White House?
Yeah.
And you know what he did?
Took the fifth.
Yeah. He wouldn't answer.
How does that incriminate him if Joe Biden wasn't running the White House? Unless he was usurping power that he shouldn't have been taking.
No, I mean, he's dodging the question because he obviously doesn't want to implicate his former boss.
Okay, but you don't get to take the Fifth Amendment if you're going to implicate someone else. You only get to take the Fifth Amendment if your answer could incriminate yourself. So what was he doing that was incriminating? We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, are parents normalizing weird behavior in their children?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama,
Mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Nettaville and Kimberly Burleson. What are we talking about with weird behavior? Because my children are a little bit odd. You know, I don't know if I've necessarily normalized their oddities, but is this a bad thing? What are we talking about
Stephen,
here?
I've got goofballs, too. I've got some real big goofballs. Yeah, big
you
time.
You do have some goofballs.
I think what people...
They're adorable.
They're the cutest goofballs I can't even imagine. But I think what they're talking about, and this is what I've seen in several reels, right now we've got a thing with kids being furries. Kids being these personas that they're taking on and they're presenting out. And I think that right now, because so much society is telling our parents, you know, to be accepting and be let you know, like make... allowing this weird behavior outside the house, and I think it's causing more problems. Mm. And I feel like if parents were more like, you know, if you want to wear a tail, you wear it in the house. When you're playing pretend, you don't wear tails outside the house. Not enough parents are standing up and taking charge in this area.
Yeah, because they're told by experts constantly.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, experts in air quotes.
Social media experts.
Yeah, they're being told that this is what you need to do in order to make your child feel good
and seen
and like you love them and you accept them for who they are. I was talking to a group of friends recently, and we were talking about how our parents, you know, we grew up, we're 80s kids. I was born in 70. And so 70s, 80s, our parents were the stay outside. You know, go play. If you want water, there's a water hose right there. I'll come check on you. You know,
Your parents checked on you.
Yeah, yeah, right. you know, it was the where you know, you do what I say. I don't care what you think about that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the way it's going to be. Stop talking.
Because I said so.
Yes, because I said so. I'm going to give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
All the things. And so we grew up, you know, it's so funny because we grew up very well-rounded, but there was a part of us that was like, I'm going to let my children speak their truth.
Oh, gosh.
I'm good at, my parents don't let us do that, so I'm going to let them tell me how they really feel. Mistake. Look what we did.
I think there are a lot of baby boom parents. So, so they're baby boomers. They became parents of millennials. I think you see that in the millennial generation. Yeah. And I mean, that is, and even more so in some cases today, too, where people are just like, yeah, anything goes. Live your truth, baby.
Well, you're setting them up to fail in so many ways. So let's say that you do have a child that thinks that they're a dog, and they want you to put their bowl of water on the floor so they can lick
real
it.
Thing. This is real.
This is real. But I'm talking about when they're little bitty, like toddler, you know,
okay.
Like, all right, this is fun. But there's a time, you know, you can do this. You're not a dog. And, you know, so you.
I think, is there a difference between when we're saying this is definitely playtime?
Yes.
And
there's
versus
pretend time.
And there's a time for play and then there's a time for not playing.
Right.
Because they come to this age where now you've got parents trying to sue schools because they won't have a cat litter box for their child who thinks she's a cat, a furry. And when these make it to the airwaves and you're looking at it, you're like, this is insane. It's because they've been told, kind of like the transgender, if your child's 5 and says he's a girl, then by golly, you go do whatever you need to do to all the parts to change it. No, you're setting them up to fail, because then once they go through puberty, let's just say that this little girl was a tomboy and she goes through puberty and she realizes, that was the phase. I'm still kind of a tomboy, but I like boys. But if she's little and a tomboy and you go, I think you really were supposed to be a boy.
Yes.
And you cut the parts and you try to dress them like a boy. And then they go through puberty and go, but wait, I like boys. I like girl things. That's life altering what you've
Completely.
Done.
Absolutely.
So there's a time to pretend, and then there's a time to say, if a child is like 10 or 11 says, I just feel like I'm a girl inside, or if I feel like I'm a boy inside, we're gonna get through this, we're gonna manage this, but they cannot make any decisions until they are an adult.
How much of this is also dealing with the idea that there is no such thing as absolute truth, that you live your truth, I live my truth. There is no truth. I mean, if you're a parent who believes that there's nothing that is absolutely true, then why not let your kids be an elephant?
That should be like the phrase of this generation. This is my truth.
Yeah.
The truth is there's the truth and there's your side
exactly.
And there's their side.
Right.
And so you have to be able to not be afraid to be not your friends. You have to not be afraid that your child's going to not look at you as a best friend.
Mm.
You're not a best friend. You are the parent.
Right.
That's what our parents told us growing up. I am not your friend.
I'm
I am your
best
parent.
Friend. Yeah.
When we try, because we'd see our other friends that had their parents as best friends. And we were like, we want to. Yeah. My mom was like, I am not your friend. I'm your mother.
That's
and
right.
It wasn't until we were grown that we then became friends. But my mom was very, I'm the mother.
And a lot of times we see now, they want to be best friends, even with their little ones.
I know. My buddy. I know.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGodRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nativille, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
4 out of 5 farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All 3 will steer you straight. That 5th farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, citizenship is not a participation trophy event.
Okay.
Right? It's not something you get for showing up. It's a privilege. It's an honor. It's a responsibility. And now President Trump is making the test to be a citizen of this country a lot harder.
Okay.
He wants a tougher, more meaningful exam. He says it's too easy right now. And that many of these
The sad part is, while he may think it's too easy, the vast majority of Americans could not pass it.
That's a problem in and of itself.
That's a huge problem. We've got a lot of people voting for president and have no idea what the Electoral College is. We've got a lot of people who don't know what any of the Ten Commandments are. The Bill of Rights are. We have people,
or that we have 2 houses of Congress.
Or 3 branches of government, or you know, the difference between state and federal. We've got a lot of people who could not pass the current citizenship test. And by the way, if you want to see if you do it, you can actually go online and take the citizenship test right now.
But see, this is a throwback to the past, and a lot of folks say, oh, a racist past is what you're really saying. No, what I'm talking about is America used to attract the best and brightest from all over the world. People came here with nothing but determination and grit and talent, and they built railroads, and they invented industries, and they launched businesses, and they cured diseases, and they created wealth beyond imagining.
And yes, a lot of the immigrants to the United States,
They didn't
in
want
the past.
They didn't want handouts.
But they were outcasts in their own societies.
They didn't want shortcuts.
The Puritans that first came to Massachusetts, they were outcasts. They were religious outcasts. They were persecuted for a variety of reasons.
That doesn't mean they weren't talented.
Absolutely. So just saying that somebody's the best and brightest doesn't mean it was the rich and famous.
Exactly.
Right.
These are people who wanted to be Americans.
Yes.
They wanted opportunity.
Right.
And
they wanted opportunity to be able to work hard and create a better life. Now, that's what they wanted.
And I know a lot of folks out there will say, oh, this is unfair. It's discriminatory. It's xenophobic. Nonsense. Raising the bar doesn't discriminate. It dignifies. It says to every immigrant, we take you seriously. We expect greatness from you. And we're not going to insult you with some dumbed down test.
And to say that people of one race or another race can't pass a test because it's too hard. Well, now who's being racist? Now who's being xenophobic?
I mean, think about it. We didn't win World War II by dumbing down the draft.
No.
We didn't land on the moon by making rocket science easier. We won by demanding the best, by raising the bar.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
When President Trump came back into office, he created a task force to investigate anti-Christian bias inside our own federal government. That task force is headed by Attorney General Pam Bondi. The task force has issued an initial report. It says this is not the end of the inquiry. It is only the beginning. The task force will continue to investigate the full scope of anti-Christian bias that pervaded the federal government during the Biden administration, and it will deliver a detailed report with findings and recommendations by February of 2026. So this is just a preliminary. This is just what they found so far.
As far as the Biden administration weaponizing the Department of Education.
No. The entire government. This isn't limited to one department. This is the entire government going after
Christians. I did not see this story. I saw the story with regards to the Department of Education being weaponized.
That was one part of this
just
report.
One slice of that pie.
So here's what some of what they found is already very disturbing. Let's start. You've mentioned the Department of Education. Let's start with the Department of State, the State Department. The Department of State provided limited humanitarian relief to Christians relative to other populations and offered muted responses to attacks on Christians compared to other groups. So you go around the world and Christians in some country are attacked in Africa or in the Middle East, and the State Department says nothing under the Biden administration. But if you have Muslims attacked somewhere, we're going to denounce that.
And probably send them a check.
All right. Domestically, the Department of Justice, this is again from the report, the Department of Justice arrested and convicted approximately 24 individuals under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, the FACE Act, for praying and demonstrating outside abortion facilities. Yet the same Department of Justice refused to apply the FACE Act to protect places of worship and crisis pregnancy centers. Okay,
let me get this straight. So praying outside of an abortion clinic during the Biden administration was a crime.
And it got 12
or
people.
Is a crime.
12 people were prosecuted for that. But they didn't prosecute anybody for stopping people from getting into a church or stopping people from getting into a pregnancy center.
What about looting stores in broad daylight? Does that get you arrested? Does it get you investigated?
That's not part of this report unless it's anti-Christian in some way.
I got you.
All right, so they talk about the Department of Labor. The Department of Labor, how could the Department of Labor be anti-Christian? They say the Department of Labor dismantled its Office of Faith-Based Initiatives and replaced it with a Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office.
Hmm.
So instead of trying to defend people of faith, they replaced it with an office saying, well, you can't have Christians, you have to have other people, you have to have atheists, you have to have, because you got too many Christians in your organization.
Okay, but speaking domestically, and I know this may not apply, but FEMA, when those storms ravaged North Carolina.
Right.
I mean, there were a lot of FEMA, apparently FEMA inspectors, that if you had a MAGA or a Donald Trump sign in your yard,
they wouldn't help you. But see, that's political, not necessarily religious. So that's another weaponization, but it's not the anti-Christian necessarily weaponization.
Yeah, but
I understand what you're saying, but a lot of times those same supporters are
also be Christians, yes.
Deeply faithful people.
The report says HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and Department of State celebrated holidays for other religions like Ramadan and Pride Month, but they did not celebrate Christian holidays like Christmas and Easter. So they'd put up on their website, Happy Ramadan, Happy Pride Month. They would not put up Merry Christmas or Happy Easter. All right, Department of State harassed families that chose to homeschool their children, often for religious reasons, in the form of targeted inspector general investigations, IRS referrals, and threats of criminal charges and disciplinary actions, with officials likening homeschooling to child abuse.
Okay, so basically what the Biden administration did was take family or Christian values and turn them into crimes.
All throughout the government. Again, I just how about this? During Holy Week in 2023, Walter Reed National Military Center, Medical Center, issued a cease and desist letter to a community of Franciscan Catholic priests that had been providing pastoral care to service members and veterans for nearly two decades. This is the Department of Defense doing this. After canceling its contract with these priests, the center awarded the contracts to a secular for-profit entity, leaving inadequate pastoral care for Catholics during Holy Week. This is a 49-page report full of examples of how the Biden administration deliberately trampled the rights of Christians in multiple government agencies, State Department, Defense Department, Justice Department, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Education, Labor, Homeland Security, the FBI, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, the Small Business Administration, the Treasury Department.
It's just, I mean, the list just goes on and on. You know, I think if history has taught us anything, though, every time tyranny tries to stamp out faith and family, Christianity, those are the very things that rise up even stronger.
It's not just that the left wants a government that's neutral to faith. They want and created a government that was actively hostile to faith.
Absolutely.
And that is un-American.
100%.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast.
podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I just say God bless him.
Okay.
God bless him. You know, as a Southerner.
That's sweet.
We just say bless
your
their
heart. Oh, whose heart are we
blessing? Mitch McConnell.
All right.
Because he was asked, you know, is the United States in a better position now than before President Trump reoriented the nation's politics with his America First agenda?
Okay. So is the United States better off now than it was basically in 2015?
And Mitch McConnell declined to answer.
He declined to answer?
He said he thinks this is the most dangerous period since before World War II. I mean, he could have complimented the president to say, no, the commander-in-chief has our nation in a secure place.
Yeah.
We are stronger than ever as a nation.
Okay.
But he didn't say that. He said that we were in the most dangerous period since before World War II. He said there's certain similarities now.
By the way, that is patently false. Go back to October, 1963, the Cuban Missile Crisis. That clearly was the most dangerous time for the world since World War II. We have not had anything near that close to the Soviet Union, the United States, going into nuclear war with nuclear missiles in Turkey and in Cuba aimed at each nation's capitals.
But, you know, at the same time, McConnell is saying this. You know, of course, what he's basically saying is that he was wrong. I mean, if he supports Trump, he's basically saying he's wrong.
He doesn't really support Trump.
The reason I say that is because he supported the Biden policy of America inserting itself into the war in Europe in terms of the Ukraine war.
In providing weapons. But what he didn't support was Donald Trump's bravado that prevented Putin from going into Ukraine while Putin was in office. So when Putin invaded Ukraine, Joe Biden was in office. That was a pretty dangerous time. You had troops rolling through a European nation, tanks rolling through a European nation. That was a pretty dangerous time, but it wasn't Donald Trump's fault.
But look, Mitch McConnell's time has passed. I mean, and he's just he's an establishment Republican, and we wish him well. I think he's not running for re-election, right?
No. If anybody says that, that would be fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Hey, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And remember, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what your score is. Tell me how many points you get right. And because this is Labor Day week, it's double points this week. All right, first question. The person who killed two children and wounded 14 others in a murder spree at a Catholic school in Michigan was a she. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Fake news.
That's fake news. But NBC apologized for calling him a he.
Oh, well, that's what's most important, not mourning facts. And not talking about the facts.
Yeah. A man was arrested at Heathrow Airport in London for sending a tweet that said there's no such thing as a transgender child. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That's real news. President Trump died last weekend. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Let me think. That's fake news?
Yeah, fake news. President Trump dumped a bag of documents out the window of the White House. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
Yeah, it was AI video, but Fox News, Ducey.
So he dumped it out the window thinking he was
I don't
making
know why.
It disappear?
Yeah, but those windows are bulletproof and you can't open them. So, yeah, that didn't happen. President Trump announced he's changing the name of the Social Security Administration to the Charles Ponzi Memorial Retirement Plan. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
You mean Ponzi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Charles Ponzi, sorry. Charles Ponzi Memorial Retirement Plan. Yeah.
You were being very generous.
I was.
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. President Trump announced he's changing the name of the Bureau of Indian Affairs to the Department of the Redskins. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
The Department of the Redskins. I'm going to say that's really fake news.
That's really fake news. President Trump announced this week he's changing the name of the Department of Homeland Security to the Department of the Big Beautiful Wall. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Okay, that's really fake news. Right.
The Mexican national soccer team had all of their equipment stolen in a parking lot in Oakland, California this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. American Eagle's stock price has gone up by 25% since Sydney Sweeney's ads began. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
It is.
It's all in the genes.
Climate change is causing sea levels to rise faster and faster every year. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is fake news.
Yeah, there's actually a report out this week that found no change in the rate of sea level rise. If you eat radioactive shrimp, you could turn into an alien. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, you're going to have to give me credit because
I don't have to give
you're going to have to give me credit because I'm going to say this is real news.
You don't turn into a space alien.
You don't know how much radioactive shrimp do you have to eat before you turn into an alien. It's possible.
It would kill you before. That was Senator John Kennedy just trying to make a point on the floor of the Senate. The city of Austin, Texas spent $1.1 million and took 7 years to make a new logo. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. And it's awful. Okay. And the Dallas Cowboys season ticket holders voted this week to invoke the 25th Amendment on owner Jerry Jones. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
Yeah, but not a bad idea.
I don't think he's ever stepping down.
He's not. Okay, so that's how we play our game, kids. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what your score was. And again, I guess you get radioactive shrimp as our prize this week. So we're giving out to folks.
Yeah, as a souvenir.
As a souvenir.
Don't eat it.
As a nightlight. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven, finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR20. you'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, this is just classic Democrat behavior.
Okay.
They don't debate. They don't prove. They don't build a case. They just smear.
Well, they call you names and say you're xenophobic, homophobic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Racist.
So Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Yes, that's the same Rosie O'Donnell who has been hating Donald Trump since the 1990s. And I guess he's not a big fan of hers either.
But it's weird that she was once called the Queen of Nice. That was weird.
Well, now she is calling President Trump a serial pedophile rapist. I mean, it's not just, I mean,
wow.
Not just a pedophile, but a serial
pedophile.
And not just a pedophile, but a rapist.
Okay.
As well.
Well, I mean, I guess you would technically, if you are a pedophile, you are a rapist.
I guess those two might go together.
But the serial part.
But then she goes on to say he has paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein. $1 billion.
No, he hasn't.
But it's what she says.
But that doesn't make it right.
Of course not. But that's why I say this is classic Democrat behavior.
Oh, this is beyond classic Democrat behavior.
Oh, really?
Classic Democrat behavior. This is worse than regular. This is beyond that.
This is a completely unhinged accusation.
Right.
$1 billion. So she has no evidence, no proof, not so much as a shred of documentation.
Right.
Just this unhinged accusation that President Trump paid Jeffrey Epstein $1 billion?
Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
In 1976, the world was introduced to a new kind of weapon, a lightsaber. In the Star Wars franchise, the weapon of choice of Jedis and Sith alike became a cultural phenomenon that continues until this day. This week, actually. One of those very first lightsabers was auctioned off at the Los Angeles prop store. Darth Vader's lightsaber, used in The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi, was sold for $3,654,000 to an anonymous buyer. It's the only lightsaber from the original series that's been sold at auction, and the $3.65 million price tag makes Darth Vader's lightsaber the most expensive Star Wars prop ever sold.
I always liked the green one. You know, the green lightsaber.
So that'd be from The Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, there you go.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.